Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Grace to open new agro-processing plant in Clarendon. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
As part of efforts to deepen its relationships with farmers across the island, encourage productivity, and promote employment opportunities, manufacturing company Grace Kennedy is to open up and commission its sixth manufacturing plant in August. The 60,000-square-foot facility located in Denby, Clarendon, will portion and package locally grown fruits and vegetables primarily for export markets in North America and the United Kingdom. The new plant will also be used to process the locally grown produce into value-added finished products.
For the Denby factory, we're not quite ready to begin procurement, but by August, we should be ready to start to purchase things like ackee, and breadfruit, sweet potato, and yams for slicing and peeling.
General Manager of Grace Agroprocessors, Tajie Lane. $215 million will be spent on the acquisition of agro-processing equipment, installing blast freezing capability, refurbishing and upgrading the facility and property, implementing a wastewater management system, and funding product research and development. The new facility will also feature a specialized agro-processing production line that will be augmented with newly acquired equipment. Some 70 jobs are slated to be created with the commissioning of the new factory. Farmers are also set to benefit from this initiative as the company's demands for various crop varieties is expected to increase over time. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts will be hosting Art Stock, a fashion pop-up shop on Thursday, June 30 at the institution from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fine art, handcrafted gifts, accessories, and clothes will be on sale. And the Dehaney Park New Testament Church of God will be hosting a parenting seminar on Saturday, June 30 at the Eastwood Park New Testament Church of God starting at 10 a.m. under the theme, Be the Influence and Affirm Your Child. For further information, call 876-559-7828. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Me used to the hanging, the choking won't kill me. Translation, I am used to the hanging, so the choking will not kill me. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbor Street, Kingston. Telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, do not despair when you find yourself in a difficult situation. Examine the problems and try to fix them with possible solutions. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.